You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
You know, it's always rolling the dice to go with a documentary just because you're just like, yeah, let's hear somebody really analyze this subject matter and see if it's interesting. And somehow you look into one that's about a musician and it's like, oh, hey, at least he's got a soundtrack that could be rocking. And I think that's the best we could expect from at least London's feelings on this one, as he had no idea what he was getting into.
Nope, I did not. This is all a complete journey to me. Like, the only thing, that's the first thing I noticed when it came out. Like, oh, this music's nice. Should check it out later on.
I mean, that's a fair assessment as it walks in with, like, what I would say would actually have been a pretty cool music video for that song as well, the start there. But we are talking about Kate Nash, Underestimate the Girl, a new documentary, which I believe is actually one of the first new things being released by the Drafthouse Films rental site in the current climate that we're in. But before we get
to current troubles,
the madness of COVID. So if you're listening to this like 4 months down the line and we are back to normal, that's what's happening right now. Welcome.
For the time capsule, this is how it was. Yes.
The internet's going to be an interesting time, like a year from now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, before we get too far into it, I am Ben. With me is London, as I mentioned.
Hey-o.
And Harmony.
Hello.
And yeah, so this documentary, I think we had definitely mixed knowledge going into this. But does anybody want to kind of take the synopsis on it?
Silence.
Wow, we must have loved it that much. No, so, I can get into it.
I'll take it. So we've got the story of Kate Nash. She's a discovered pop rock singer from Britain in the late aughts. Let's say that. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else says that, but I'm gonna start it. The late aughts. And like a lot of women in the field kind of gets, or a lot of anybody in a creative field, once you produce something, you become a commodity. If you don't produce exactly the same thing at the same level, you get dropped. And that's basically what happened to her. And she ends up, doing other albums on her own, doing the indie album, doing tours on her own. And this just kind of follows her trials and tribulations going from, the time that she was kind of dropped by her label to more or less now. So, that's basically it. And we get to see all the wonderful things and trappings that come with being a woman artist. And I'm not very good at summarizing things. So there you go.
No, I think that's a pretty fair assessment of the general knowledge on this one.
No, yeah. I mean, I think, I think it did an excellent summary because honestly, like going into it, I mean, we all made a joke. I had no idea who this person was.
Yeah.
And I think this one thing this documentary did, it explained it. It told me everything. I'm completely up to date now. I was like, all right. So I got a new playlist.
Wikipedia article, not needed.
Yeah. See, I think I was the most familiar with Kate Nash initially. My roommate, this might have been in college. Time flies, was, yeah, like he had some of Kate Nash's stuff on there, Merry Happy and Foundations, primarily the two songs from our Made of Bricks album that I think were the first two big singles. And it was like, yeah, I really dig these because they're poppy, but they have like weird time signatures and rhythm to it, which is hard to find in good pop music.
And it's hard to do. It's my dad's a musician, and so I'm grew up in the musician world, and it was really creative and ingenious stuff. And she goes slightly more grunt, slightly more punk, and like they didn't know what to do with her.
Yeah, I think it's one of those, like, it's not the most like abnormal, at least getting screwed over musician story, but I think she really adds some
life. It's a pretty standard story of what happens when you try to be a musician. Yeah.
But yeah, she adds a lot of life to it, I think. She's a very charismatic individual that, you know, even like in the hard times, adds a lot to, you know, telling her own story, because, you know, a lot of this, so I think some of it was even just self-filmed and then added to the documentary as it was being produced.
I really enjoyed how it looked, like how it kind of jumped around in chronologically. So it wasn't just like from 1992 to, you know, to '07 to, you know, 2015 till now. It jumped around in the timeline to see how things kind of built on each other and how it affected what was going on in that moment of the documentary. And I really liked how it looked. I liked the motion graphics. My husband's an artist and a motion graphic artist at that. And he was like, oh yeah, this is what they did to do this. And it's really cool. And so, yeah, it looked really neat. It sounded really neat. And I enjoyed it a lot.
Yep. I agree with you, Harmony. I think it was beautiful. I will say that another aspect that I found interesting was, while Ben, you mentioned that this is a story we've kind of heard before. I think it has been, but it's very up to date to what the problems of now, because as was mentioned in the documentary, the music industry has changed tremendously. And so because of that, with those new changes, there are also new problems, and there's new ways of having to, let's say, pursue the life of an artist or a musician. And I think
in a way that you have to be creative to solve those problems. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's certain sacrifices or certain outlets that you have to pursue now that you didn't really have to in the past. So I guess I found that very interesting as well.
Yeah, Kate Nash has the interesting thing of being at the cusp of a lot of changes in media with that, because she was found because she sent in a song to a radio station, which was, you know, kind of the old school way. Then she was on MySpace and became the most popular singer on MySpace, which for you kids out there who never were on MySpace, that's how a lot of us, you know, people, you know, who are older than you today found new music. Was, hey, here's a bunch of new music on our social media group, and that was pretty much all it was for. So she kind of got famous from there, while the music industry was still very much about having to have a studio backing and all that to make stuff. And that's what really screwed her over, was a studio backing that was like, no, we picked you up because you were already relatively new, you know, type of, you know, style of this music. We don't want you to change again. This is what we want. And it kind of ends with her last album coming out, you know, not really a spoiler, coming out on Kickstarter earlier in the days of Kickstarter being like a real medium that she could fund a multi-$1,000 project like that. And it's like, yeah, that's a really interesting way to see a career transition through how quickly technology's changed.
And that evolution of how people, you know, get their music or get, you know, get the content, you know, starting out from MySpace and then going, you know, YouTube and Kickstarter and everything else, you know, it's neat. And then it's also interesting because she and I are about the same age. I might be a little bit older, but that's okay. But, and so I got a lot of, out of it as, you know, watching like this millennial woman, trying to find the way to do what she loves and deal with burnout and deal with rejection and disappointment. And I found that really inspiring because, you know, I know that I, you know, if I had like a tenth of her tenacity, you know, who knows where I might be. I'm on a podcast right now. So, yay. So, no, I'm teasing. But, you know, so it was really good for me to see that. And she is like very powerful and outspoken and very, and has a very clear sense of herself. And I think that's pretty apparent throughout the documentary, that she, even when she, you know, made her missteps and maybe trusting the wrong people or, you know, spending time doing doing a particular project that she should, you know, maybe been spending time in doing another project or whatever, you know, because I don't want to give away too much of the documentary because I really do think it's a fun watch. She always was doing it based on how she felt personally, like where she was in time, in space at that moment. And I really admired her for that.
Most definitely. I mean, definitely what you're saying about her persevering was the biggest thing for me because, you know, I didn't know everything that happened with her. I had known that she had been like dropped by her label mm-hmm. and stuff like that in the time since I had, you know, first listened to her music. And it's like, wow, she put up with so much bullshit. Right. And there's a lot of this where she is, you know, stuff that I would say, like, if you broke down because of that, like, I would not blame anyone for that. And she doesn't. Like, most of it, she's relatively like, look, this is life. And like the part where she's like, my mother would have been just like, you got to deal with stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not going to ever be easy. It's like, shit, even if I know that, that's not every day that I can hold it up as much as you are.
And there is something to be said about being a woman in any industry. Like, if you tear up or break down, they just kind of assume it's because you're a woman and not because, no, you really are dealing with some bullshit. And, you know, I've seen that from my own stuff. And just being able to hold yourself together and be a badass at the same time is commendable to me. You know, I don't, you know, want anybody to think, oh, it's you know, it's going to end well because she's a girl, or it's going to end a certain way because she's a girl, but it's because she's a really talented artist. And I think that's the really important part.
I would definitely agree. And I also love that they highlight a lot of, and I didn't even know how much she did about female empowerment and just general like charity work that she was giving of her time throughout her whole career, going like, oh, I have money. I don't need money. People need money. And like immediately mm-hmm. just like giving thousands of dollars away to, you know, basically charities and groups that work with, you know, young developing artists and stuff like that, which was kind of amazing to me.
Like that's the goal, is to be really good at something and make money and then give back. And she does that.
She's just she's genuine. And that's what I think what really shines through from this. And it's one of those, because at times I felt like this seemed like a puff piece. You know, it was like, well, it's more like it's mostly just an advertiser for her. But as it goes along, it's like, no, this is a deeper documentary. And it really shows that she's just mm-hmm. a genuinely fascinating person that you, and seems and honestly pretty good. Just a good person and a good, and like an artist that, an honest artist too, which, like I said, that's one of those where with the flood of social media and marketing and all that, you don't see that very often, but she seems like, no, she's a true artist. And that's, anytime you see that, it's admirable.
And it seems like she's come up with her own look and identity that she, you know, evolves throughout the documentary, because it goes over the course of several years, I believe. And that's really neat for me to watch too, because you're never fully made. You know what I mean? You always get the chance to change and evolve, and she does. And, you know, because of that, I think that gives her a lot of strength.
Exactly. And I think it's a credit to this documentary that I agree with Lynn. It does kind of start off feeling a bit like a puff piece. Mm-hmm. Like that first segment, as I said, it feels like a music video where it's her like self-filming herself as she's working on creating music and kind of struggling mm-hmm. with like the mental strain of being creative with that and trying to make a project. But then it kind of goes into, you know, her early days getting dropped by her label. And then it's like, you're like, oh, okay, still a puff piece. Oh, she found this, you know, group of people to work with and manager and all that. You're like, oh, yeah, I guess she's found some good people. And then just like it takes a hard left turn that, again, not like super unknown or unusual for people in the creative industries, but it's like I didn't see it coming for the way the film was moving and the story and documentary. And I give them credit for that, because it doesn't necessarily blindside you, but it does actually then reinvigorate her narrative for the film, along with keeping it interesting with those great visuals that you're talking about earlier.
And I think because I didn't see it as a, you know, it's definitely to me not like a puff piece, but the way they put the documentary together, I felt was feeling a connection with her. And when she had her triumph, I was like, yay, you know, like I really did feel for this person who I didn't really know. You know, obviously I don't really know her, but like I didn't know anything about before. And so that, I think that's really cool of the the producers and the director to have put together this story, this true story, and for it to connect with me on multi axis C X-series? I don't know. Whatever. Multi levels. So.
Fair enough. I do just want to say then, yeah, the director is Amy Goldstein, mm-hmm. Who doesn't have a very wide, videography here. They've done like two music videos with Rod Stewart, which I don't know those videos myself, but it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Looks like kind of maybe a porn mm-hmm. movie. I'm not sure. I'm not digging too much deeper into that right now. Another one that I don't even know what it is. And then a documentary 4 years ago that was their first documentary called The Hooping Life, which is about hula hooping and evidently did pretty well. So interesting career that seems to have transitioned well for, to making this, because definitely they understood the music side and mm-hmm. the visual side to then tell a story.
It looks cool. It sounds cool. I was there for
style,
it.
Excellent style, excellent content,
Sure.
So, and I just, it's one of those, Harmony, you brought up something else, and the inspirational tone.
Yeah.
This is realistic inspiration. It doesn't feel like that pseudo, just work hard, pursue your dreams, everything will be fine. This is what it really is. It's stressful, it's painful, it's frustrating, mm-hmm. but then there's also bits of glamour, but then there's also more stress and crap you have to deal with. But in the end, you can't really spoil a documentary. So we all know she's still around. So we all know.
Right.
We all know it worked out for her.
So. Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. She's good.
I didn't know her, but
she's
I
okay.
Her rock, so that's on me. So. So it worked out for her, and I think that's what's nice about this documentary is like it shows all mm-hmm. of the stresses and all of the realistic problems that come with being an artist, but it shows what can you achieve if you do try to, if you really push through it all. So
why don't you relent your final thoughts?
I don't know what else I can add. I love the style. And like I said, from the beginning, it did. And Ben, you had an excellent point. It did make that left turn and it hit me hard. And I was really surprised, but I was into it. I was into it from the beginning, but I was writing it off in a certain way. But then once it hits that point, I was like, oh, this is where this is going. Interesting. And like I said, the style and the charismatic nature of Kate Nash. I was going to say Bush. I was thinking Bush in my head.
not Ron Kate. We already talked about this.
Stop it a bit. She is a fascinating person and a genuine true artist. And that's always fun to see. So like I said, I really enjoyed this. I think it's extremely inspirational. I think any artist, especially any female artist, definitely should give this a watch. So I'm going to give this 7 new songs to add to the YouTube algorithm. Out of 10.
Nice.
Very good.
Nice.
Well, Harmony, how about you?
Yeah, I got, like I said, it looks cool. It sounds cool. It feels cool. It's really an entertaining hour and a half or hour 45. I wasn't sure. I wasn't really clocking it, but yeah. it doesn't feel like it's too long. It doesn't feel like it's too short. It's a well-made documentary with some really neat visual, like I said, motion graphics to it. So if that's the animation and stuff that runs through it. I say it's for anybody who has, a dream that they work towards. It's definitely going to touch you in that way. You're going to be able to connect and resonate with this woman and her story. And I'm all for anything that's, puts more women in music. So anything that inspires you to go out there and create, and I think this will, is a good thing. So I'm going to give this 8 out of 10 Chewbacca guitar pick necklaces. It was a weird, weird QVC moment in the movie, but yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that was like, even as a nerd, I don't know if I'd buy any of these things ever.
Any of that.
Jesus. I think I might have known Kate Nash the most out of all of us here. And even still, I kind of had fallen off her at that point because I'm just really bad at keeping up with some artists, like especially during that period between college and now. It just wasn't as easy to do it. Like Spotify wasn't a thing until recently, and I don't go back as much mm-hmm. as I should and go, hey, I like that at some point. I should see their other stuff. So yeah, like that was cool unto itself. Like that Life in Pink song, which is the one that plays at the beginning and then later on in the movie as well. Like, I actually absolutely love that song now. I listened to it a bunch last night. I'm like, okay, that's pretty awesome. And then just the story is so good. It is super motivational regardless of who you are, because it's just like it's a lot of perseverance, but it's also just a pure commitment to knowing what you're passionate about and wanting to do and being good at it. And then it's like at the end, like they didn't even like hammer it home throughout that it's like, oh, and she gives of her time. It's like, no, they go through the whole movie and it's like the last like 20 minutes you're like, oh yeah, you know, since the beginning she was always giving back. I'm like, way to bury the goddamn lead. You're all like, oh, she's about girl power. Then it's like, oh, and she donated all of her money and now she's broke, but she donated all of her money at the time. Like, god damn. Like, it's kind of awesome. If you have any idea who Kate Nash is, I highly recommend this. If you have an interest in just a nice documentary that, you know, by the end of it, you'll feel really more upbeat and positive about humanity. I really actually got to recommend this because right now we could all kind of use that. And it was fun, you know, while even when it hit hard and was, you know, had some depressing moments, it turns it around really nicely. And I got to give it 8 out of 10 rescue pit bulls.
Yay. And I love the lyric that she said, that what doesn't kill you doesn't kill you. And that's, you know, I think that's a cool thing to end on. So
I think that's a great way to end it.